Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Why sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the Bastard Child of the Internet podcast. This is the Frocast, the nappyafro.com, the dopest website ever. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. This is episode 144, fucking a.k.a. It's back. And I'm sitting with my homie, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, man, what's going on? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. I'm a little under weather, but I'm fucking here.
Damn, man, you got cooties, man?
I think I was in Houston, man. I got one of them STDs that was on that list last week.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you can't fuck around in Houston, bro.
Yeah. Had to get a shot. Hey, that Malaya video do it to you, though, man. I had to go down to Houston. I had to find her. And, you know, I found something else. Not from her, but somebody else. And so now I had to get a shot. So now I'm on the shelf for a couple of days, man.
Hey, man, do we have any other bangers other than Malaya?
I mean, listen, I went so hard for Malaya that year. Malaya is my banger every year. Y'all don't understand. Like, I've been on Malaya so long, like on my iPod, my old iPod, she is on a cover art from one of my albums. When, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is old Malaya, like when she was like 150 pounds. You know what I'm saying? So I've been on her team for a long time.
Man. I mean, I love Malaya. Every time I take a look at our certified bangers, it's the same people.
It's like, Anna. I mean, but you got to think about it, man. That I'm going to bring that up in my Keeping 100 segment. So just, you know, I'm not going to go too
deep in it. Oh, I done jumped the gun.
No, you ain't jumped the gun, man. You ain't jumped the gun. I mean, I could do it now if you want to, but we'll just say it.
Nah, man, if people live for the Keeping 100. That's like the reason they listen to the end of the episode.
Oh, yeah. That's the reason to keep you around. And, hey,
Yeah, that's a special thing, man.
So, damn all the other 49 minutes of talking.
They don't hear about this shit. Fucking hit a hell
out. Shout outs. Nick, they just want to hear their name. Shout it out on the Frocast.
That's it.
And here's, you know, Coon, man. Y'all niggas ain't right, man.
That's it. I want to hear my name. I want to hear who y'all shitting on at the end of the episode. And that's it. I don't care about the hit of hell. No, I don't care about this football talk y'all do every fucking week. Even when it ain't no football, because Saul Wright always pushing that shit. I don't care about none of this shit. I just want to hear the Keep 100 and hear my shout out. That's it.
Yep. Shorty said, he counted. Shorty said three times last
week. Three times, bro.
He done got two already.
Hey, make sure that you go ahead and go to his website, nigga. GoodKidMadCity.com. Make sure you check it out. I don't know.
It's Good Kid Ratchet City, man. You said Good Kid Mad City.
God damn, Kendrick ain't pay us, man. Short T, yeah, baby.
Kendrick ain't pay us this month, man. Short T did, man. God damn, Short T. Short T. Man, paid us this week. We got to say Short T name 27 times because he sent us $27 to say his name this episode.
I just lost a dollar for sending him to Kendrick's site. I find a dollar.
We'll send you a dollar back, Short T.
Damn. That's cold-blooded, man. Make sure you go to the site. I don't know what he do over there. He might be, it might be kid pornography. I don't know. You go at your own risk. I don't know what that man's doing over there. You know what I'm saying? You might not want to do that on the work computer. You don't go to Nappy Afro on the work computer.
Nah, you never know. You might see some girl rubbing her ass.
It used to be safe outside of Tuesday.
No, hey, look, it's no safe no more. Look, I love that shit. Hey, it's like a gamble. Like, my wife, hey, I'm watching motherfucking Nappy Afro. My wife come around, I have to minimize pictures and shit. Oh, look at that. No,
it used to have a safe zone. Don't come on Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Look, hey, whoo, I love it. Hey, but look,
put him up on Sunday, he'd be like, fuck.
Yes, sir. I mean, you know.
Anytime. This shit's going up, man. But we gotta do what we do. You know, we're gonna talk about football. This is Christmas.
It's not Christmas. This is New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve? Yeah, I guess it is about
it's
right.
The end of the year.
Is it? It's over.
That's it. No more football.
Oh my God. All we got is Friday Night Tights.
Yes.
That's it. We're gonna be experts by the time this shit over. Once football's over, Friday Night Tights is on, we're about to sound like ESPN for Friday Night Tights. You've been warned. So, yeah, I guess officially we need to give our picks. I got to know who you going with, bro.
Okay, first of all, we got to let the people know Kabizi will find us if we don't let them know who's playing in the Super Bowl.
So oh, my
people,
God.
Okay. You have the New England Patriots from the AFC, and then you have representing the NFC, you have the Seattle Seahawks playing in Super Bowl 49 in Glendale, Arizona. 49. The game starts approximately at 6:30. Katy Perry's doing the halftime show. But as far as the game, I don't know who's singing the anthem, so I don't know.
Why do we sing the anthem?
Because we have to sing it. We have to honor America and the troops.
But why? Can't we just like do a donation and keep it moving?
No, we got to sing the anthem, man. It's just it's a tradition. You honor America when you sports because you go to battle for your country. Like, I don't know why we sing the anthem before
sports. What are they going to do when we get this team over in London again?
They're going to play Hail to the Queen, whatever the English song is. And then like when we play like in Toronto, they do the Toronto, they do Old Canada, then they do the American anthem. It's just like, it's just, you do it. Like, you go to other countries and they do it. It's just not us. It's not an American thing.
All right.
You know? So it's a worldwide phenomenon.
I think it's like, ridiculous, but keep it going.
Man. I think it started from the Olympics, man. It had to start from the
Olympics. Oh, that old thing. Yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
And so anyway, in that game, you have, me personally, I want to see greatness. So give me Tom Brady winning. Because I don't think Tom Brady has that many more years. And I know as much as everybody hates the Patriots, Tom Brady gets one more ring, he's the GOAT quarterback. I mean, he's the GOAT quarterback, he gets one more ring. Like, you can't say nothing to him. He went to 6 Super Bowls and won 4. He's the GOAT.
But didn't Montana go to, like, Montana go to 4?
Montana only went to 4.
And how many did he win?
He won 4.
So?
No, Montana went to 1.
He went to 4.
He went to 4 Super Bowls, yeah.
And won 4.
Yeah.
So don't they make him the GOAT? By default, he ain't lost no Super Bowls.
He the GOAT. Well, but then you got to throw about numbers, like playoff. You got to throw numbers in the game. Then, like, just winning-wise, I mean, Terry Bradshaw played in 4 Super Bowls and won 4. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, I agree. I'm giving
so, you. But then, like, nobody throws Terry Bradshaw up there with the great quarterbacks. You never hear that. You know
never
why?
Hear
like,
his name.
Troy Aikman. He played in, like, what, 3 Super Bowls, won 3. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, those niggas are never thrown in the contest. But the GOATs, it's got to be Tom Brady because, listen, man, he got numbers and he win. Like, that. You know, Brett Favre had the numbers, but he had that many championships. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Montana's numbers.
Peyton Manning got the numbers, but he only got one title. And then the one title he won, he wasn't even the catalyst of why they won. You know what I'm saying? It was like, he hurt his team more than he helped his team. They won the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, I'm just saying, you know, I'm a Rams fan, so I hear this from the Montana people all the time.
Yes.
He's 4-0, 10 touchdowns with 11 touchdowns with no interceptions.
Can I say something else, though?
Yeah.
Joe Montana played with probably the greatest cast of players any team has ever had. How many Hall of Famers did Joe Montana have on his team? He had the greatest football player of all time on his team.
That's where I go with my argument. So I'm glad to hear
it. It's like you had Roger Craig, Tom Rathman. You know, my brother told me about all these guys. John Taylor, the fucking off the tight end, what's his name? Brent Jones. Like it was just
this one guy named
Ronnie Lott on defense. Like it's just
this guy named Rice.
Then they had great coach. Bill Walsh was a great coach.
I think that if you put me with those 49ers, we could get a Super Bowl. At least one.
Oh, man. Listen, man. So, I mean, then – so, I'm going with the GOAT, Tom Brady. Patriots win 24-20. Yeah, 24-20. And then, you know – but I see Seattle giving a good game. If Seattle win, I wouldn't be surprised. But I'm pulling for the Patriots. So, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know where I'm going. You know, I told y'all last week –
yeah, I got to team go. With the Capital B team. I understand.
I got to go Capital B, man.
Niggas, I mean, like, Doug Baldwin talk shit like a nigga. Like, he Capital B. Like, he talk shit. Like, I was just like, yo, I ain't never seen a wide receiver talk this much shit. Like, what's up, with Deion? What's up? I mean,
they not having it. Marshawn Lynch is having the greatest postseason ever.
Yes.
Just with the reporters. This shit is amazing.
I love everything about the Seahawks. But it's just, I want to see great. I like seeing greatness in my lifetime. Like, I don't want to die. I want to be somebody that died and never, like, I seen Kobe score 81. You know what I'm saying? I seen Jordan do shit like that. Like, it was like certain shit. Like, you know, you want to see that shit. Like, so it's like, I want to see Tom Brady be the GOAT. Like, I don't think Tom Brady got, like, too many more years. Even though the rules have changed in football where you can't touch the quarterback. And Tom Brady could play 5 more years. T42. His arm still there. He ain't throwing no passes deep in the 10 yards. So I can see Tom Brady still playing for another 5 years. So,
that's the reason why I'm really going for the Seahawks, because Tom can get his next year. I'm fine with that.
Russie, listen. Russell Wilson is going to explode. He's going to explode. This man been in the league, what, 2, 3, 4 years?
3 years.
3 years. If he get 2 titles in 3 years, they're going to throw. Man, listen, man. That man.
Yeah, but he can't come back.
Pussy. Oh, he going to be in control of the most pussy he's going to get. Man, he's sink. Oh, my. Listen, I don't want that for that man, man. He don't need to win. Listen, man, Russ, it will destroy him if he get two titles in a row, man.
But let him get it now so that next year...
Kim Kardashian going to be with Russ. Like, Russell Wilson going to be married to Kim Kardashian next year and win his title, on, man. Oh,
man. Don't do that to Ye. Don't do that.
Yeah, they already getting a divorce. Everybody knows that, man. Stop that.
They're not getting a divorce. What are you talking about?
I heard they were splitting up.
Come on, man. Don't do that. The man just had a baby.
That baby's like 2 years old. It's all right. But what are you talking about?
That still counts. That still counts. That's right around look, the time. Man, they listen. Still talking. They still count them in months. You know, right around. They still be like, it's 26 months. They still do that until, you know, they get to three. Right. When they get to three,
sources,
that's when they're
inside sources tell me they on. Inside sources tell me they on the fritz, man.
Oh, man. I hate to hear that, man. Can we call that black love?
I mean, no, you can't call that black love.
She fuck all niggas.
So what? Not that Jerome.
I mean, she's a nigga lover.
She's a nigga lover. Don't mean she that ain't black love.
You know, I'm trying to milk it out as much as I can for Ye, but I ain't got nothing.
Yeah, man. Have you heard? He's been whitewashed, man.
Come on.
Listen, man. That's been the biggest, like, hey, whatever happened to Kanye, man, I don't know what happened, but man, we talk about that on 145, man. We may get some Kanye fans in here to defend that boy, but. Yes, I mean, but yeah. Kanye, like, listen, this man had it. He was at the top of the mountain. I don't know what he did with it. He just went crazy.
He started wearing dresses and.
Yeah, just like he took it to. Like, I'm telling you, man, I take it back to him not. It's crazy how we was talking about the Super Bowl. Now we're talking about Kanye. I take it back to him. When his mom passed away, God bless the dead. I don't think he took enough time away from the game. You know what I'm saying? To get his mind together. And that really fucked him up. You know what I'm saying? I think he should have, you know, you're only child, your mama died. Like, that was just you and her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got to think that would be a traumatic experience. And I would have to, like, yeah, I kind of understand you saying music was your way of, you know, getting over it. But I don't think you took time away from the game just to get yourself together. And that really, that's why he's where he is right now. Like, I mean, he's just on a whirlwind. Like, the dude's crazy. You know?
Damn. I mean, might be right, man. I don't know.
I'm no psychiatrist, though. Trust me. I went to community college. I'm no psychiatrist.
Hey, man. So, I don't know. Somebody need to look into it, man. It's a shame. You know, I remember Jamie Foxx was talking about this shit on one of his show, the episode of Foxhole. And he was saying how he mentioned Halle Berry's name and everybody got quiet. Mm. Kanye's in that area.
Yes.
Like, when you say Kanye's name, people are like, that nigga don't count. Nobody don't think about him like that. And that hurts because I think we did this episode probably around episode 70, maybe episode 50. It's somewhere in that area where we were talking about the dopest in the game when you slandered Rakim. Really?
Probably been like 30 episodes, though. Come on, man.
Well, that's true. That's not a good qualifier.
Yeah, Rakim can get it this episode if you want it. So, all right. I mean, you know,
Rakim was just saying that Kanye was the voice. He was important. Like, he'd hit that spot. And we were debating that, and it's crazy to hear that we were debating that then, and now it's like we don't really consider this nigga, at all. Yeah. So
like, he's almost like a character, like a clown, almost like we want him to like he throws his tantrums and you know stuff like that. Like we want to see Kanye throw tantrums. Like it's just that's just what we expect from him now, and it's just like
I almost forget that niggas in Paris happened.
Exactly. You forget that some of the dope music, Streetlights, some of the shit the nigga made, 808s and Heartbreaks, the whole, you know what I'm saying, like that, you know, but he's Jesus now.
That's fucked up, man.
Shout out to GQ Blue, who loved that album.
Yeah, I mean, you know, GQ, that's the man. We need to get him back on the show. How do we get on Kanye? How do we get there?
We said Kim Kardashian. And then you said, man, come on, man, look out for Kanye. You bought Kanye, too. So you was feeling sorry for the nigga.
Well, I mean, you gave away his wife. You gave Russell Wilson his wife. And that's cold.
I mean, come on, man.
Not that it's not in her character to do something.
Exactly. She might want to be that Super Bowl champion life again, man. She probably like, this, you know, man.
Oh, goddamn.
Rap nigga got her pregnant and shit. Like, she like, damn.
Come on, man.
Just fucking with everybody else and nobody get her pregnant. Rap nigga get her pregnant. She like, damn. Out of all the masculine niggas I was fucking with,
I ended up pregnant by the nigga.
With the most sensitive one, nigga. Like, the most sensitive one got me pregnant. Damn.
Cold-blooded, man. We got some more football talk real quick. I don't know how else to break this story. Your boy Josh Gordon failed another test.
Yeah. So this time it was an alcohol test, though. Yeah.
So after, what was it, 10-game suspension?
Yep.
He comes back.
Suspension that was reduced might I add.
10 games. It's supposed to be a season, right?
Yeah, he was supposed to be gone for the whole year.
Yeah.
And then a part of his agreement upon to come back was he couldn't have any alcohol or drugs in his system. And nigga took a test and he had alcohol in his system. Everybody like, but he a grown man. Why he can't drink? Because his job that pays him money says, you can't drink to work for me, nigga. That's why he couldn't drink. I understand y'all saying, but he, that's, I mean, listen, black people, it's a color thing. It's harassment. No, it's a dumb nigga thing. Because if you pay me millions of dollars to go out there and play football, if I could trade spots, like I want them niggas to trade spots with us working niggas, man. Like, us 9-to-5 niggas for the athlete life. Yeah, I know they work hard with their bodies and all that. That's fine. I do that. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, listen, man, that nigga got the opportunity of a lifetime. He's throwing it away. You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel sorry for Josh Gordon. I feel sorry for him, but I don't feel sorry for him. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, true that. I mean, yeah. Shit. And with that, if they say you can't drink, nigga, I wouldn't even take NyQuil.
What are you talking about? Let somebody come in here and say, listen, we want to buy Nappy Afro Wound for all of y'all on salary. But King Jeremy, you're going to have to stop smoking weed during the Frocast. I'm saying, how much we getting paid? Okay. Done. You know what I'm saying?
It's over.
Yes.
You smoke weed during the Frocast? What are you talking about?
I didn't say that, sorry. I was just saying, we were just hypothetical.
Yeah, hypothetical, of course. I was like, who does that? Yeah, I wouldn't. They couldn't give me to take NyQuil. I would stay away from rubbing alcohol. Nigga, I wouldn't have anything that starts with an A.
Near listen. Me.
There's no way. Fuck that
except
shit.
Except if it's like an Ashley or...
Nah, nothing. There's no chance. Ashley yeah. Sounds like she drinks alcohol. So I can't have her near me. I wouldn't smoke turkey, smoke ham. I wouldn't have nothing... Hey, look.
Yes.
For the money he's getting,
I'd what are you talking about, man? Listen, for the money he's getting, they don't understand. I know everybody knows it ain't about the money. It is about the money. When you go to work, that's his craft. That's what he does. You know what I'm saying? He went to college to be a football player. He didn't. You might have went to college to be a graphic design artist. Somebody else might have been a lawyer. He went to college to be a football player. So that's the choice he made. Decide to make a life, and part of that is like, hey, you can't be. He can DUIs and shit. Like, it wasn't this test that got him in trouble. It was the previous two or three. That's what people got to understand. So,
right. This is the breaking point.
Yeah, this is the breaking point.
This is the breaking point. You're already fucked up. That's what people.
He's
like,
not the
damn.
Only one that got a DUI this year. But trust me, nobody else probably has more than him. Probably ain't failed many drug tests than him. Like, they give it. This is not like before it gets to this point. It's like first, second, third chances. It's not, you know. Come on, man. So.
This is a perfect segue. This is way early. I wasn't going to do this early, but we got TV talk, and this segues perfectly into Black Ink.
Okay.
But oh, shit, being on probation and going to see his probation officer with goddamn cocaine in his pocket.
Oh, shit is like his name fits him perfectly.
How the fuck? Not only did you stop checking in with the PO.
Get arrested while you doing the time you don't. Don't tell him about it.
Right, and then you show up like, yo, cut me some slack, and you got cocaine in your pocket, bruh. What? And then you're going to say, yeah, this is the worst of the worst for me. Like, I don't know how. You did it.
How many chances did they look? I think for him being on TV, MTV must be giving him a better lawyer or something, or VH1, or somebody's giving him a better lawyer than that guy that's with him all the time. Because they keep giving this man chance after chance after
staged.
Chance. After
it's completely staged. I think old shit is a fucking choir boy. There's no way this shit... Who goes to the PO with fucking coke in a pocket?
I mean,
who does that?
He's gonna lie. Oh, this is actually my girlfriend's jacket. I just picked it up. I didn't know it was in there. I mean, no. Dude.
No. Like everything that happens is always oops. Oops. Yes. And where's old girl that the reason that this shit got started was because he was caught driving a car with a gun in it.
Yeah. And remember, she wanted to come talk to him that day. Or something, he fucked it up with her, and basically she was like,
and now he out there. It. Yeah, now he out there.
She's like, I'm not gonna even gonna come testify for you, say that was my gun. So now,
God damn, I mean, yes. There's no way a nigga is this bad at life.
He got like three baby mamas, shit crazy. Yeah. Now he got the girl that's living with him, he fucking her,
right? And you got a fucking fiance.
You got a fiance, like, you got a chick living in your apartment, like, what? Like,
there's no way he. Anybody's this bad at life. It's impossible.
This must be like slime time in reality TV. Like these guys, like you gotta have a slimy nigga on every show. Oh shit, the slimy nigga on Black Ink and like Peter Guns and Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
He is the slimiest of the slimiest. Like Stevie J can learn a lesson from Peter Guns on how to be slimy. Like your wife just had a baby. Your wife just had a baby. You tell her you just left with your baby, your oh my, like at the time, like, yo, the nigga just like, oh, I got something to tell you, I gotta come clean. But you just had a baby, dog. Say that for later. Like, I chose us. Like,
hey, you know what? Having Corey Guns is the best thing that ever happened to that nigga. Man. He was irrelevant. And since his son came out and had his little splash moment, Peter Guns is hot again.
Yes, I don't even know where Corey is. Where is Corey?
I don't know where Corey's at, but his daddy's doing the circuit right now.
Yes. Last time I seen Corey was on Lil Wayne's song.
That might be right. I, speaking of Lil Wayne, what the fuck is up with that? Well, we're jumping around too much. Let's keep it on TV for a minute. We got to talk about the shit we love. Lil Tykes, Friday Night Tykes. Hey, man, I see somebody coming for my boy.
Who is that, man?
Somebody coming for Duncan, man. I don't know about this. Your boy.
His name's Deacon, man. Deacon.
Why do I keep calling him Duncan? I said that last week,
Duncan Penderhughes. I don't know.
I called him Duncan last week. Deacon.
Deacon, man.
Your boy. Your Outlaws got somebody that's going to challenge you.
Oh, Debu?
Man.
Hey, Debu, hey, listen.
What's that, 5 touchdowns?
6. 3 rushing, 3 passing.
Where did this dude come from?
Hey, Coach Fred must have found him on the. You see, he found. Look, Coach Fred go personally pick him up. Oh, that's one of them.
That's
a coach,
recruiting trip, right?
Yeah. As a coach, when you got a player that you like, anytime a player ride with the coach, he's pretty good. Like you know, like coach ain't gonna go pick up anybody. You know what I'm saying? You know, coach might drop anybody off, but picking you up, oh, you got to be that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
He went picked him up from an area where the mama said that somebody got shot in front of the house.
Yes. Yeah.
So coach was like, "Out, fuck, nigga. I'm getting this boy. You want him to stay with me? Cool. If you got a black man just picking up kids, he got to be a player.
Yes.
I'm just saying, because, you know, we don't father our kids. You know that.
How do you look like Jameis Winston out there, bro?
Hey, well, I mean, as long as he don't steal no crab
legs.
Like,
hey, he look like Hey, listen, exactly. I mean, I was like, man, the way he was out there just controlling the game, I was like, man, I wish I could have me somebody like that. So, man, God, man.
And he's like 5'9", too.
Yes, man, like. He's a 10, 11 year old. Like,
motherfuckers huge. They're not 10 or 11. They got to be 13, right?
No, this is a 10, 11.
Oh, my God. I don't understand these kids.
That's why, you know what I'm saying? That's why I was just looking at. That's why I'm jealous, because I coach this age football. And I was like, man, ain't nobody on my team.
Everybody's big. Are you sure they 10 or 11? Yeah. I mean, the coach is looking up to these kids.
Yeah, listen, man. These kids these days, man. Wow. Like, them kids in Texas, man. I'm jealous, man. Like, I am jealous. Damn.
These motherfuckers.
Hey, listen.
No shit. It's a dude that came to the gym when I worked at the gym. He was 16 years old. This kid that came in the gym, 16 years old, came in to sign up to get a membership. His mom was there. That's how young he was. And this motherfucker is 6'3", 320 pounds.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, so what do you do? Like, I was like, you play ball? It is Texas, so I figured you play ball. You know, it's a dumbass question, but. No, he don't play ball. Nah, I just want to lift. I said, what kind of shit? He goes over and puts 200 on the rack and starts benching to warm up.
God damn.
These niggas out here special, man. Texas is a whole different ball game, man.
But yes, all right. Got a little inside info on the Friday Night Tykes the other day on the tweets. You notice somebody you haven't seen this season?
There's several people that have been suspended.
Give me one person.
See, well, I was thinking of the Broncos coach.
No, my player wise.
Oh, I can't think of a player offhand.
What about Lucas? Lucas Coley, the quarterback for the Outlaws last year.
Oh, that's right, because Dable came and took his spot. So where's he at?
He's on the team. He just don't get no playing time.
Why?
According to his mom, you know, Coach Fred said he didn't deserve. He wasn't good enough to get any playing time, so he rode a pine all this year. So Lucas was an all-star last year, and Dable got him sitting the bench this year.
Hold up. Not only all-star last year, all-star for the championship team last year.
What?
God damn.
Yeah, he can't get no tick. That nigga ass back this year.
So, but wait a minute. Dable... If you look at the episode, Debu just got there before the
season. Just got there.
So this nigga came in and took his job out the gate?
Hey, coach seen something and was like, hey, hey, we can't win without this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because the team from Austin, the little Duck, man, it's all right, man. You better go see these teams play, man. They in your city, man. The Austin team is in your city, dog. I mean, the Ducks is in your city. The Steelers is in your city. Y'all have a type of league in your city, it's all right. You could be on the front lines out there. You know what I'm saying? God, but you wouldn't be difficult, man.
Nah, man, I gotta work. I gotta work when they play.
No, you don't. It's all right, man.
I do. I work nights.
Okay, but you get off in the morning. You go straight to the field. You can go straight to the field once you get off. Like, the games might be like at 8, 9 in the morning. You go to the game.
Damn. I guess. I might have to catch a game, you know, record.
Yes, live. Man. You got to see you football. You got to get the feeling back. It's all right, man. Make you feel, you know, who knows, man. It's all right. Might be out there coaching again, man.
Hey, man. You know what? I would probably coach, but I don't think I was that good. So
it don't matter. You can be an assistant and you don't have to be a head coach. You can just be like, hey, I want to coach the line or whatever you want to do. And hey, be that coach. Hey.
I meant to ask you that, too. Did you play football in high school?
No.
You never played football? Mm-mm. Like an organized?
I got hurt in middle school and I never played again.
Damn.
Yeah. I tore my knee up middle school and never got to play again, man.
So you didn't play no sports through high school?
No, not one.
That's
my knee was. I just like, you know, I was a young nigga. My knee tore up and it had to heal on its own, man. So I didn't get surgery on it or nothing.
So you just wanted to cool. Then, no reason. You just cool.
My knee just been, you know, been all in. I want it, but I was like, so I did athletic training. I learned I was a trainer. I learned tape ankles, do all that. I know I do all that shit. That's what I did. Like, I did that for the, so I could get into all the games free. I did out, you know, through high school. I couldn't play, so I was like, I got to be around the game. And so all my study halls was with the head football coach. So he sat there and gave me game. Like, oh my God. Coach Mary Kirby, man, look him up, man. He's in the North Carolina Hall of Fame. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he was like my mentor, dog. So, you know, that's just, I couldn't, so hey, those that can't coach, you know.
Hey, I ain't even mad at you. I just wonder, we were talking about this, and you know, with this being our shit, I was like, I wonder if he ever played. I never asked you that shit.
Nah,
I think Be Easy played, right?
Yeah, Be Easy played Pee Wee. Like, you know, he ain't playing high school, no. He ain't playing high school. Be Easy was like 120 pounds as a senior.
Yeah, but you know, those are the niggas that 120 ended up playing
pounds. No. In Georgia, 120
that's
pounds.
That's true. That motherfucker.
You might as well go play World of Warcraft. You go back and play.
Hey, that's true. They got.
He better pick up a tuba or something.
Hell nah. Short.
But I played in middle school. I played all of that through middle school. You know, I did all that. You know, just baseball, man. Did me in, man. Playing baseball, man.
Would you prefer if you know, Prince Germ was a two-star athlete? He was playing a two-sport athlete. I mean, he's playing baseball and football. Would you prefer he played baseball over football?
I mean, I just want him to play whatever and get him a college scholarship. I don't care what school he go to. I don't give a fuck if it's a school in northern Iowa that's going to pay for him to go to school for 4 years. Motherfucker, your ass going. So whatever. I don't care. Like, wherever. I don't, you know. I mean, Lord, please don't let it be HBCU, but I'm just.
Oh, come on, man. Why that? Why you say that?
I have a beef with HBCUs. I love HBCUs, but I don't want my kids going to an HBCU university because they baby the kids at the university. And what I mean by baby is like they get emotionally involved with the students. And then, you know, and so then sometimes they might pass a motherfucker that don't deserve to be passed. Well, if you was at a white school, if you want to call it that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the teachers don't really give a fuck. You know, they make you work for everything you get, and that's the real world. And that's what I want, so, you know, that's just my gripe with HBCU. I love them, hey.
But they do the same shit at D1 schools. A lot of these niggas is passing, they don't even go to class.
No. I'm not talking about with just the athletes. I'm talking about with just regular students. Like you know, if like, for instance, let's say you at HBCU and one of your students, you know, you know, she come to you like, oh, doc, can I talk to you after class? And you're like, yeah, what's going on? And, oh, yeah, you know, I'm pregnant and blah, 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 blah. You know, you're like, oh, you know, like, why are you telling me this? I'm your teacher. Why are you in college? Don't come to me telling me about you pregnant. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's and then that's what at HBCUs, you get emotionally involved with the students. That's what I'm saying. And so then, therefore, you feel like you might pass a motherfucker like, well, I mean, he worked hard. He you know, you see what I'm saying? Like,
regardless of the reason, if you pass a motherfucker that don't deserve to pass, then you're still not helping.
Exactly. That's my point. And I don't think we do more hurt than help because we don't give them the real world at HBCUs. We don't. It's a mostly black world, but that's not the real world. Like, the real world ain't a mostly black, and they handle shit black. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's like a reality check when they get in the real world. That's all I'm saying.
Cold-blooded, man. Cold-blooded, man.
Not cold-blooded.
That's cold-blooded, man. We need to get you into this damn show, Empire, too. You know, Short T asked about this. Short T asked about this goddamn show.
What's the Short T count? I got it on 18, so all right now. Short T count is on 18.
Well, we got to say it again, then. We got to get it to round number 20. Short T.
Okay, that's 20. Yeah, that's 20.
Okay, that works. Empire, man, I don't know why you're not into it. It's a good show. I tried to watch it I watched it last night, but my wife watched it, and she was like, she can't get into it. She don't understand. And I don't know if it's just black folks being harder on shit that we see all black shit. But I keep hearing this. I'm like, but you watch 19 seasons of bullshit. We get 3 episodes of Empire. You can't watch it. But anyway, the show's good, man. You got to check it out. I don't want to give it away because you ain't here. And I can't
give it away. Listen, it's all right. Listen, people have given it away on Facebook. Niggas don't give a fuck, man. Talk about the show, sorry.
I mean, I guess the best news to talk about right now is that your
book. So tell me about the show. What's the whole plot of the show? Sorry, Be Easy. This is what Be Easy wants us to do. I fell into the trap. So tell us about the show. Sorry, what's the plot of the show?
The plot of the show is that the owner of the record company Empire has I always get this wrong. ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and he's dying. He wants to take the record label public, and he wants to find out which one of his sons can run the company for him before he dies. And the ALS is advancing like a motherfucker. He can't even shave now. His fucking arm is shaking and shit. So he's going down. He's trying to figure out who could take over the company and set this up for generations. His wife, they got locked up for 13 years on some drug charges, trying to help him to get this label started, is out now, Cookie. And Cookie's also helping him while fighting with him over the company. So that's your drama between them two. Of course, his name – this is part of the shit that – aggravates me. The nigga's name is Lucius.
Lucius.
Like, anyway, so Lucius, of course, has a young hot tender at his side. Cookie's beefing with her. You got that drama going on. You
Who's
got
Lucius?
Lucius is Empire. He's the owner of Empire.
Who plays him? That's what I'm going to ask.
Oh, Terrence Howard. My bad.
Terrence Howard played Lucius. Okay.
And Terrence Howard is a former rapper.
Okay.
So he used to rap. Now he runs Empire.
A little sounds familiar.
Yeah. Everything on this show sounds familiar. Everything.
Hustle and flow. Like hustle and flow. So this DJ that made it big time is what you're telling me.
People keep trying to draw the comparison.
That's why I see all of that. Ain't never hustle and flow. I say, man, y'all niggas is really ridiculous.
Like, right. People can't play the same role later. So. You got that drama going on. He's got 3 sons, and I don't know the fucking names off top, because fuck it. You know Hakeem, because Hakeem is the one that they want to push. He's the one that raps. Some of those songs are actually dope. But he's a knucklehead, and he think he the shit. So he keeps fucking up, and him and his father get into it, because they don't have the same work ethic and shit like that. They're not cut from the same cloth, even though they're supposed to be cut from the same cloth. Then you got the other son, who is the gay son, who sings, and you know, a father that rapped ain't gonna have no gay son that he likes. So you got that drama going on. And then you got the oldest son who just don't have the musical talent. He's a smart one. So him and the father get along well on the business side of things, but they don't really fuck with each other on the music side because he don't do any music. So you got that drama going on. And the show is just odd. It's just some of the shit is way overinflated. The gay dude and that struggle. I'm not gay. I don't know how that works. Okay? But these situations that he ends up in with the father, they fight all the time about him being gay. I don't know how accurate that is, but every fucking conversation has to do with him being gay and getting cut off. Every conversation. And, of course, every conversation he has with the mom is the mom talking to his sensitive side, appealing to his sensitive. Like, everything is overinflated. That gets old as fuck. Hakeem thinks he's the shit, but has, like, I don't think he's even released the album yet. So this nigga is riding this wave of successful singles, and now he's got an album that's supposed to come out when the label goes public, and they're trying to figure out how to do that. It's a lot of shit going on. Last episode, they had a nigga on here that was supposed to be Tupac. His name was Titan. He's supposedly the realest nigga out there. He gets involved in the shooting. All these stories are real convoluted and odd, but I feel like what they're trying to do is grab so much regular hip-hop shit from the culture, from the music, from the history, to put it into the show to give it some legs so people can identify with shit, that it's starting to be silly. Okay. I think her name is Tiana. Everybody's calling her a little fake-ass Rihanna. Because she's supposed to got a little island flavor to her, so they ain't fucking with her like that.
Wow. Yeah, who's behind the show again?
Lee Daniels.
Okay.
So, and it's Fox. I think that's the question you really asking. Who's behind the
show? Oh, no. I know Fox, it's on Fox, but like, who's the producer? That's on like Lee Daniels.
Okay. Yeah, Lee Daniels. So, like I said before last week, a lot of things with Lee Daniels. It might have been a week before that. He comes from theater, so that background means that all the characters are going to be huge, big for TV. The gay dude is extra gay. The mom who's angry black woman is extra angry black woman.
Okay. The attitude.
Yeah, you know, her attitude's on 10 all the time. Like, this motherfucker curses out everybody on every show. The hardcore motherfuckers are extra hardcore. Niggas are shooting. And it's a lot. You know, we even had a drive-by on the episode last night.
Jesus Christ, as GQ Blue will say.
Yeah, we got drive-bys and shit. So I think it's a good show for the music aspect. It's got drama, a lot of extra drama for no reason. It's worth checking out. You know, I think you might like, you know, at least a couple of episodes. You should check it out. Short to check it out. Apparently, right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sticking with it. I'm going to keep watching. We can't talk about it every week because we usually record on Wednesdays, and the show comes on Wednesday night. So if we talk about it every week, we'll be behind, and that is what it is. But yeah,
we're always behind. It's the Frocast, man.
It is Frocast, man. We can't.
We talk about some shit from '87 if you want to. Shit.
Who was the hottest rapper in '87 according to Complex?
Yeah, man. Exactly, man.
You know, I don't know what to say about that shit.
Rakim was the hottest in '87, man. I give you that. It's
all
right.
It worked for me, man. All the '80s. Give me all the '80s for Rakim, even though he's got what, 4 albums, 3 albums. Anyway, I wanted to ask you this when we talk about TV every week. What kind of shows do you find yourself liking right now? Like, what's the thing that you didn't think you would like 4 or 5 years ago that you really get into now?
Let me see. I really like these. Like, I like Moonshiners. That show that comes on, that is like, really? I would sit and watch a Moonshiners marathon all day long. Like, for some reason, that show. And it's just something about that show that I really like. I don't know. I know it's probably fake as all get out, but you know, I love that show, Moonshiner. So I'm gonna say that.
I kind of find myself getting into fucking fabrication. People are making shit, engineering shows like Really Big Swords. I think that's the name of the show, or Big Swords or some shit like that. Counts Customs and all this shit where they're building shit. I kind of get into, which pisses me off because I feel like if my folks had gave a fuck when I was in high school and actually were a little bit more involved, I can't say gave a fuck. If they were a little more involved, knowing that I like to create and seeing that they have this lane for people that are creating shit, I could have been on the engineering side of things, been making a lot more money instead of this art shit.
But you know, I mean, everything united made you everything you are, nigga. So you know, you gotta look. Your path is your path, and you know, your destiny is. You know, you might have been, you know, destined to go down this path you're going because, you know, that I'm a firm believer in that. Like, you know, like, I don't think, you know, it's too much in life that I can't handle, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, yeah. Like, I might not have been made to be a rich-ass nigga. I might have been just supposed to be just an average nigga my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know. I ain't saying I can't want better, but, you know, like, who knows? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's real weird. I used to not like history at all. Like, I used to hate history. And so now I find myself watching shit on the History Channel. I ain't that old dude that puts it on the History Channel as my default channel.
Like,
you know, you cut
TV always on motherfucking.
Yeah, I'm not that dude yet. But yeah. I like his historic shit. I like watching people build shit. Like big ships. They talk about how they build these big ass ships and all this weird shit. I find myself watching. I'm like, why the fuck am I watching this shit?
Like, so, I like cooking shows.
Now, cooking shows are good, though. I don't mind. I mean, which cooking shows? Like, we talking about these motherfuckers that have accents that you don't
understand? I'm talking about, like, Chop, Top Chef,
competition.
Bobby Flay shows, Sunny, her show, Rachel Ray.
Yo, like, Sunny's a bad motherfucker.
She smoke weed, too.
Of course. You know, she fuck with Noriega and shit. She regular sister.
Yeah, she regular. You know, she been making, regular, you know, look. Yeah. So I like cooking shows too. So I'm a weird dude, man. I like a wide variety. I love television, so I take that back. I watch a lot of TV. So when you asked me, that's all right. I was like, it's a lot of shit I pretty much don't watch. That's when, you know, that's why I'm kind of surprised I don't watch Empire. Like, you know, it's like I watch a lot of TV. Like, that's something I do. So yeah.
That's weird to me because, like, I want to try and get – this is way rambling like a motherfucker, but I wanted to – one of my goals for the year was to get into reading. Like, I tend to know a lot of shit from gleaning, but I don't do any sit-down reading books cover to cover. But I find myself watching fucking TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hooked to the goddamn TV. Maybe it's all right, it's stupid.
No, you're not stupid. I like to read, too. It's just like it has to be a book that grabs me. I read a good book. Like, I'm not like Be Easy. This nigga got books. Like, Be Easy read books. Like, this nigga always reading a book. Like, anytime you see Be Easy, he reading a book. It could be anything. Like,
but he watches everything, too. I don't understand what world he lives in where he has enough time to read books, listen to music, and watch TV all the time. And
his job. Be Easy has a job where he can do that at his job. Like, it's a
but doesn't does he have to work at his job?
I guess between calls or whatever he does. Like, he does IT work. So, you know, he's a, I mean, you know, I ain't gonna say for a company, but like you call him and like he'll work at Sunday night. Like, sometimes it's a wrestling event going on. Like, oh, yeah, we watching it at work. Like, Saturday night, it's a UFC fight. Yeah, we're watching it. Wrestling. Oh, yeah, I'm watching it at work. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but
what?
If you work in a call center, there's calls all the time. I don't know how you manage. All this,
hey, I can call Be Easy when he at work and talk to him for 45 minutes, and it's nothing. It's
like, and no calls?
Hey, you know, like, sometimes he'd be like, oh, I got a call, man, hit you right back. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, like,
how long has he been doing IT work?
Be's been doing it about at least for the last 6-7 years.
Okay, so
he runs the site from his job. Like, he be posting shit at work.
So that makes sense to me now. You said he's been doing this for 6-7 years. That means that Be Easy is probably level 3 tech. He works in the NOC or some shit like that, which is the advance. He's the motherfucker that gets called when shit is really fucked up. Yeah, so, yes, he gets a lot of time. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, now I get it. But still, I feel like Be Easy has 30 hours a day. Most of us have 24, and I don't understand it. Like, he literally watches and reads every fucking thing. I rarely have a moment that I could text him and be like, yo, did you hear? And he didn't hear it.
Yeah, that shit crazy. I don't think he's real. I think he's a cyborg.
I still think y'all the same person.
We're not the same person. Come on, man. Nah.
I think y'all the same person. Like the difference is King Germ kind of fucks with Saul Wright. Be Easy don't fuck with Saul Wright.
I mean, Be Easy does it. Like,
I think that's the thing. Like, that's kind of y'all thing. Like, Be Easy talks to us real heavy about wrestling. King Germ doesn't know shit about wrestling. That's how y'all, that's how you differentiate the characters. I understand it now. I'm starting to put it together. It's been 8 years, but I'm starting to figure this shit out. I get it, man. They're the same dude. And I think that Dub and GQ might be the same guy. I've never heard them talk together.
Now, Dub and Peabody the same person because they argue with each other all the time for no reason. They got to be the same person.
You think so? Now, Peabody used to argue with me, though.
Too. Look. Peabody moved out to the West Coast and Dub emerges. Peabody disappears. Like, come on, man. Think about it.
Good point. Dub disappeared and Peabody start posting.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, then next thing you know, Peabody moves out west. And next thing you know, some dude from Nevada named Dub. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Makes sense. And I did have beef with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense. I don't think, do people know that me and Dub had beef?
Oh, I didn't even know that.
We had beef for we Facebook friends, and that nigga we was going at it in Facebook.
Oh my gosh,
we was legit sending messages like we was going at it. Niggas was not happy with each other, and it's weird because when Dub came to the site, Dub was like, "Yo, S Dub is a nigga," and then I said some shit he ain't like, and he came at me, and we was going at it in the fucking messages. We was not friends, bruh.
Damn.
Okay. we had straight beef. I tell you that shit off the air. But now we good. Like, Dub is my motherfucker. We sit and talk about R&B shit all the time and you know, the different chicks that we can't talk about on nappyafro.com because y'all don't fuck with R&B. But that's my nigga. So that stands the reason because me and Peabody had beef.
You don't put us on no music, Saul, right? You could put us on R&B music. I mean, we are the best hip hop. I mean, we incorporate everything in that Afro. So I don't see a reason why you're not putting our listeners onto R&B music. I mean, it's enough room. I mean, hey,
it's definitely enough room. But you know, Saul, right? After 8 years doing this shit, I really don't feel like
waiting. You just drop us. Look, you could just drop us a song a week. So, all right, you ain't gotta. You ain't gotta.
I tried that, man. Look, I know Be Easy says don't worry about the comments. I know he says that.
Yes, don't worry about the comments.
I don't feel like putting the time in if y'all not fucking checking it out.
It's all right. Hey, look, go to some sites and look at some big time links. Niggas have no comments.
I know, but I don't.
People, people don't care about comments anymore because that's just a place for people to sit there and spew racist bullshit and spam, and so people just disable comments.
I know, but I feel like if I'm putting, like, I see some of B's posts that he put up, and I get mad that ain't nobody saying shit about it. And I automatically think that if they ain't saying shit, they don't care. And that's not right.
Yes.
But I be like, God damn, man, if I'm doing the R&B Sundays.
To comment these days, I got to put in my email. I got to do this. Niggas just like commenting no more. They just like, fuck it, it's not worth it. I'm not putting in all that shit just to say, cool, damn, dope, fat ass. Woo, shit. I mean, I gotta put in I gotta put in a capture. I gotta do all that. Come on, man, you asking me too much.
Not only is that fucking hilarious, that's accurate as shit, yo.
Yes.
You do have to do login. We gotta verify your Twitter name, log in with your Facebook, and then you be like, cool. And if you just put cool, sometimes they'd be like, hey, we need 6 characters.
Yeah, or you already said that.
Yeah. Yeah, you right, man. We'll try and get it on there, man. You know, Dub is a big hip hop head. I'm a big hip hop head, but we also like R&B. So I'm gonna try and get some more shit on there. I try and post the R&B Sundays again regularly. And then Be Easy blew my R&B Sunday out the water. You see that shit?
What do you do?
I posted regular ass songs, and this nigga posted some secret music soul child shit. Mm. Be Easy is better at life than me.
Like I say, when you scour, like he scours, he probably on the deep internet. He probably on that other internet. That's probably what he be doing, man. You know,
I would doubt. I mean, he finds videos of guys sucking their own meat, so I know he's on a different internet than I am. That's for goddamn sure. Speaking of music, we got a music break. The hit of hell now for this week. This was a selection sent in to us. The artist's name is Chaotic. The song name is These Hoes for Everybody. And I got to say it like that because there was a video that went viral on Twitter like, what was this, a couple months ago? Where that chick was talking about some niggas out here saying, niggas talking about these hoes for everybody. These hoes ain't for everybody because all these niggas for everybody. I'm going to play that shit before the song plays so you know what I'm talking about. And then we're going to hit this music. Y'all let us know what you think after the break. This is Nappy Afro. This is the Frocast episode 144. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting in with King Germ. Hit a hell no this week. Let us know what you think.
The Frobot, a.k.a. Young Terminator, a.k.a. Bitch, I might be. And you're listening to the Frocast podcast presented by NappyAfro.com. Step back.
These niggas keep hollering, these bitches for everybody. No, the fuck y'all for everybody. That's why these bitches for everybody.
Hula!
These hoes for everybody.
These hoes for everybody. Hey, these hoes for everybody. My dog hit me up, having problems with a bitch. I told that nigga, fucking bro, these hoes ain't shit. All they wanna do is chase a nigga with some paper. When it ain't no more paper, they looking for more paper. I ain't trying to listen to these hoes and they lies. When they think you the shit, they surround your life lies. A bitch is the last thing on a nigga mind. If you let a bitch do it, she'll take you off your grind. I ain't feeling that a bitch stop my shine. Baby, you can get yours, I'ma always get mine. I ain't tryna be the nigga living in the blind. Knowing I got a nickel, acting like I got a dime. These hoes for everybody. They for everybody. These hoes for everybody. They for everybody. I can't wipe no strong, can't trust no bitch. All the niggas know is I'm tryna get rich. And these hoes for everybody. They for everybody. Some niggas let hoes throw them off they game. I done seen pussy send a nigga to the chain gang. I can't see myself going through the same thing. I ain't trying to get changed, I ain't trying to get played. I'm just trying to get money, get a bitch out my face. I don't wanna fuck, I'm just trying to get paid. These cross-section hoes done fuck my trust up. Got a nigga fucked up, not knowing what's what. She'll do some strange things for a little piece of change. Fuck a main nigga, then fuck his main man. I ain't tryna be the nigga living in the blind. Knowing I got a dick, who acting like I gotta die. These hoes for everybody, they for everybody. These hoes for everybody, they for everybody. I can't wipe no strong, can't trust no bitch. All the niggas know is I'm tryna get rich. And these hoes for everybody, they for everybody.
GT Films.
All right, so make sure you leave your comments, nappyafro.com. Let us know what you think about that song. Tweet it, hashtag Frocast, all that good stuff. We are back with our main topic this week, and it's about Lil Wayne and Baby. This shit is hit. What are we doing right now? What happened to Lil Wayne and Baby?
I mean, apparently, from what I read this morning on TMZ, that Lil Wayne was due $8 million. At the time when the album was Carter 5 was completed, and another $2 million on the release of it. So he wants his $10 million, and so he's suing Birdman right now for like $51 million. And so what, either Wayne wants the $51 million or the $10 million. So Universal is getting involved in this, like telling Birdman, look, we'll pay the $10 million. You just owe us $10 million, but you know they don't want to lose Lil Wayne, and so it's getting to that point now where it's getting messy, and you know now we're about to have the law involved, so it's probably gonna get ugly. Me, I still think it's a publicity stunt. Still think it's a publicity stunt because I don't see Lil Wayne leaving Cash Money. I really don't. Not behind $10 million, and so the part of me still think this is all publicity stunt, man.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. So the report I read said that he was owed $10 million in advances for the Carter 5.
Yeah.
Like, that was supposed to be the fucking jump off. Like, here you go to start your shit, get what you need to get, and he ain't got none of it.
Yeah.
So I agree with you that if that's the case, we talk about $10 million and we got niggas like Birdman giving away Bugattis, $10 million is a drop in the bucket. So I don't think that he would leave over that shit either. But if allegedly Wayne is leaving or trying to leave, and he's trying to sue them for $51 million, and he's trying to take Drake and Nicki, that's gonna make a nigga fight.
See, I don't think he can take Drake because I think Drake is Nicki's 100% Young Money, but I think Drake is a Cash Money Young Money thing. So I don't know if he could take Drake. So that's the thing, you know.
But he brought him in though, right?
It just
like that was, that was his A&R part of the job where he
I think it was a joint venture because I think, you know what I'm saying, it was a joint venture. Cat, I'm pretty sure on that he's like Nicki's 100% Young Money and Drake is half and half,
so and then
you gotta get 25% of his money or something like that.
So then if this is what we're going, you think that the end game is that this is just publicity for the album?
Publicity stunt, and if it's for real, I could see something, you know, Wayne coming up missing if this is for real. Because I really, you know, like I said, Birdman might take the Suge Knight route, and you know what I'm saying, and you know, their rappers make better, you know, way better promotion. That's what the rap line said. And you know, and Carter 5 come out, Wayne dead, you know, that's gonna sell 10 million. That's going diamond. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, God forbid anything happens to Lil Wayne. You know, hopefully, like I said, this is all a publicity stunt to build up buzz for the album because there was none. And now if there is buzz for the Carter 5. That's why I'm saying, like, this is all a PR stunt. So, you know, and it's sad that, you know, you have to do this in this, you know, rap climate, especially artists of Wayne's caliber. Like, you don't have to go this, you know, you don't have to go to this extent because you and Birdman kissing each other. Y'all not going to be arguing about no $10 million. Like, come on, man. Like,
I got to agree with you, bro. I don't think there's any way that this shit is legit. In a time when people are not going platinum, this is a great way to drum up the publicity to go platinum. They've been through way too much for him to dip over 10 mil.
Yes, 10 million? Like,
what? Well, 51 million, since that's what he's suing.
He's suing for 51, which is, you know, like, I don't know, man. But yeah, it's a little strange to me.
And I think that was the other part, too, is that if this is legit beef, from what I understand, Birdman hangs with felons and killers.
Yes.
Weezy hangs with felons and killers. So if this was a legit problem, and this is some disloyalty type shit, some turncoat type bullshit, he'd be done. We're not going to have this legal battle. It'd be over. You think that Tiger gives a fuck? Hey, Tiger, look, we'll put your next album out. You put this nigga to bed.
Now, Tiger, yeah.
But Tiger ain't gonna do it, but he know the niggas that'll do it.
Yeah, you know, but it's just like, because Birdman, like, I don't think he know business like that. Like, only business he know is, like, so if it come down to it, like, you know, Birdman, like, listen, Birdman, it's a rumor that Birdman had a nigga killed already. You know, I'm pretty sure Birdman had killed at least 5-6 people in his life. Damn. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to snitch or nothing, but he just, you know, he look like he got about 6 bodies. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You don't just get teardrops, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that shit just, you know, I mean, he might really got his, you know what I'm saying?
So, I'm with you. Maybe he does need to do this. Maybe this does need to be a publicity stunt. When was the last time that Weezy went platinum?
His last album went platinum.
Okay, when was the last time Weezy went platinum like Weezy goes platinum?
No, you talking about platinum in 1 week?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, I mean, that you know, only Wayne only want to do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But so, it's been like 3 albums, right?
Carter Four. I think Carter Four went platinum in a week. It did like 900,000. It almost went platinum in a week.
And that was a while ago. It was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what they're trying to do. I don't know. Nicki's not going platinum in the week.
Nah, nobody's doing that.
Drake's not going platinum. So y'all not getting that same success, you know? So maybe that's what you're trying to do to get it to pop. I don't know. I want it to go away.
Yeah.
I want to quit hearing about it. I want Weezy to just drop this fucking album and get it over with. I don't like to hear. And I don't like to see Nicki trying to talk about, because they're going to ask her, you know, what's going on with them too. And she's like, I don't want to talk about that shit.
Yeah, my like, I got an album out. Let's talk about a pink print.
I got an album out. You asking me some shit.
Ask me some shit about Meek Mill or some shit. I don't know. Don't ask me nothing about Wayne and Baby.
Did you see the video with Safari on The Breakfast Club?
No, I didn't see it.
I just sent it to you. We'll say that for next week. You got to see that bullshit, bro.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, you got to see that bullshit, man.
Speaking of The Breakfast Club. Uh-oh. Oh, never mind.
What?
I'm saving for my winner.
Let's get your Keep It 100 in for this week.
Oh, okay.
Let's go ahead and get the Keep It 100 with King Germ. Go ahead and talk to the people, bro.
Alright, people. Oh, shit's alright.
Oh, shit? What's happening?
No, oh, shit. Sorry, I just had a... Oh, my God. Sorry, what were we talking about earlier?
We was talking about that nigga, oh, shit.
No, that when I said, oh, this is about my Keep It 100. What was he talking about? God damn it.
Oh, we was talking about the bangers.
Bangers. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Keep it 100 with y'all people. We live in a society today where if you're pretty, that's automatic talent. And now I just think that we need to scale that back a little bit. Just because somebody looks good doesn't mean that you have a talent. And I'm seeing a lot of people getting by now off of looks. Like, they have nothing to offer us. You know, I want to blame Kim Kardashian because she has brought nothing to society. And there's no hate on her, but she's brought nothing to society for us to always be enamored with her. Like, always, like, what does she do? Like, she ain't released an album. She's not a great actress. She doesn't sing. Like, what does she do? She takes selfies all fucking day. And that's sad that we live in a society where all you gotta do is look good for you to be talented. So I just want us to kind of like scale that back in 2015 and, you know, look at some of them little scruffy diamonds, some of them little, you know, the little, you know, diamonds in the rough, as you call them. Let's find the talented people. Let the talent rise to the top in 2015, man. Stop putting these motherfuckers up there just because they fine, man. You know, and I know I'm part of the problem, but still. At least dance or something, twerk. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Dude, bring something to the table besides you just looking good, man. And that's all I'm going to say, man.
Hey, man, that's real talk. That's kind of the downside of social media is that
yes,
you don't have to have any marketable. Well, it has to be a marketable angle. It doesn't have to be a marketable talent. And all you need is for the right person to see you. So, yes. Yeah.
Chicks be popping, 90,000 people following, and all she do is take pictures of her mirror all day. Like, I mean, I'm a victim. I was going through my Instagram list the other day, people I follow, and I was like, I'm a shallow ass motherfucker. Well, I ain't shallow because I follow a lot of motherfuckers, but some of the chicks, I be looking at the chicks' pictures like, God damn, girl, like, all you do is just post pictures. Of, like, do you ever go anywhere? Like, you sit in the house all day?
Like,
you dress up to go nowhere. Like, when you go to work?
There's a avenue. Look, I look at porn. Sorry, I look at porn. There's an avenue of porn called beauty tubes. Where these motherfuckers, I guess they're doing videos and getting paid to put on makeup, wow, to walk around the house, to eat. We talked about this on another episode. Motherfuckers getting $1,000 a month to eat on camera because they're pretty. This ain't like, and it's in the porn stuff. So of course, there's obviously people that are pretty that do other shit, but it's motherfuckers that get paid. I can see
just putting on jeans or something, like tight jeans. I watch that.
And some of them will do that, but would you pay to watch that?
No, I mean, no, I wouldn't pay to do that.
These motherfuckers are making a living off putting on jeans, putting on makeup, trying on clothes, eating food. Yeah, as social media, man, you put a camera anywhere and anybody, it's always something for somebody to see. You know what I'm saying? The people who pay money for that bullshit. So I agree with you, man. All you Kim K's, sit your ass down.
Yes, man.
Sit your ass down.
Get a
down.
Talent. I don't mind if you're pretty. Just get a talent. Learn to sing, play the piano, the harp. Violin,
nigga, did you say the cello, harp?
Yeah, something, man. The ukulele, make beats. I mean, goddamn, graphic design, make fucking jelly or something. I don't know. Just do something. Just don't be pretty.
You stupid, man. Yeah, totally different subject. Same thing. It's a lot of motherfuckers in this fitness biz. Like I said, I worked at the gym. There's a lot of people in this fitness biz that look the part and don't know shit, and y'all paying them to train. These niggas are getting paid for having abs. All you women with big asses, stop putting up ass working videos.
Mm-hmm.
We know that your ass workout was eating that biscuit this morning. Yes, and that's fine. There's
going
nothing
to, going
wrong
to see
with
Dr. Curves.
Yeah, hey, do what you do.
Okay, can I have a part two? Am I keeping 100? All right?
Please do. Please.
Since you brought up the ass women. Ladies, just because you got fat removed from your ribs and put in your ass is not natural, okay? Just because it's your fat, that's not a natural ass, okay? So, ladies, stop saying that. It's not natural because it's fat from your body transferred somewhere else. That's not natural, okay? Let's keep 100. That's not natural. Stop it.
I agree with you. It's not only not natural. Stop putting up the videos of you doing shit with your fake ass or your ass that you got from eating a bunch of food and saying that you're a professional. Mm-hmm. Don't just start posting up videos of you doing squats with no weight. Talking to somebody, I'm doing a squat challenge. This is how I built my ass. Stop it.
Mm.
Stop, man. I'm tired of seeing that bullshit, man. I agree with you, man. Keep 100 is always on point. I appreciate you for doing this every week because a lot of you motherfuckers ain't keeping it 100.
Nope.
We keep 100 on here all the time. That's why we tell y'all that we sold out. We let y'all know. It's not a shock.
Yes.
We let you know. Hey, what album? Who got an album dropping?
Mm-hmm.
Lupe's album is coming out. It's not five stars.
Yeah.
The reason it's not five stars is because they didn't pay us.
Didn't pay us. Sorry.
That's what it is. The delay is because we're trying to get that money.
Yep.
It ain't came in, so fuck it. You're not getting five stars.
Mm-mm.
Kendrick Lamar's next album. It's not going to be five stars. Why? Because we can't get five stars.
I mean, if we let Blasky out review it, it'll get five stars.
But we can't do back-to-back five stars. No one's giving us that check yet.
Niggas be like, damn, this nigga just handing out fives like it's nothing now. You're right.
You know what? Yeah, so we can't do that yet. Maybe in year 9 we'll do that. Maybe next year you get back-to-back five stars from somebody. But we can't do that. So we keep 100 all the time. If you give us a check, we will promote your shit and give you five star album. Period. It has got to be a good check. For you niggas that are sitting in the hit of hell now, none of y'all have reached that level. So you don't have to worry about five stars, man. Let's get the people that are winners and losers this week so we can get the fuck up out of here.
Man, I got two winners this week. One winner is Master P. He was on the Breakfast Club. And Master P is like a real ass nigga, man. He's still like... Master P ain't fell off. Like, Master P, one of the realest niggas. You got to watch that interview on the Breakfast Club with Master P. And, you know, he was just, you know, being real. Like, Master P, a real ass nigga. So, he one of my winners. And my other winner is me because I was on Twitter. I was on Twitter and Metoya Monroe, at Metoya Monroe from Sorority Sisters. I said something about her and she favorited my tweet, retweeted. And we had like a little, you know, back and forth. So, you know, shout out, you know what I'm saying, her beautiful self. And, you know, so shout out to my, you know, me. I'm a winner. My loser this week, I ain't got no losers. I'm saying positive this week, man. I could have plenty of losers, but I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna stay positive.
Damn, that's what's up, man. My winners and losers week. Winners this week, Ludacris. For winning custody of his newborn baby. He got custody, full custody. I don't even know how that was an argument.
Hey, they said the chick slandered him and then asked for $10,000 a month. That's when she fucked up right then.
Yeah, you probably could have shut the fuck up and been fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She my loser. The baby mama. You asked for $10,000 a month. $10,000 a month? What baby newborn needs $10,000 a month?
Yeah, that child support shit is a racket, yo.
I mean, yeah. So, yeah, she's my loser. For asking for $10,000 a month?
You asked for $10,000 a month and ended up losing your baby. God damn.
$120,000. So you want $120,000 a year. What? Like,
raise a child.
You want to be on one of these little Love and Hip Hop shows next. That's going to be your next adventure. I see. Okay.
And that's just child support. I think that they have other things that they can ask for
on top of child support.
So anyway, she's definitely the loser. So Ludacris is the winner. Also, J. Cole is the winner, man. The 2014 Forest Hill Drive house. That house, he's allowing a single mom to stay in there. At least that's the plan. Is allow a single mom to stay in there every 2 years. He's gonna roll one in, and it'll be free rent for 2 years. Wow. So that's, you know, it's kind of dope that he's trying to do.
Better baby daddy better can't stay there either.
No. He said it's single moms.
But see, J. Cole, now, I'm going to have to get on Mr. Jermaine. Now, you're breaking up the black family, J. Cole. Like, you know, like, once you let up,
the black family's already broke.
Yeah, but you're forcing her to stay single for 2 years. I hope they just going to tear your house up, J. Cole. Like,
It's supposed to be so... From what he said, and I'm sure that they're going to get the qualifications together, it's supposedly a single mom with multiple kids.
Okay.
So apparently, I guess they're going to look into the history of how hard she's had it and all that shit. Okay. And then they're going to allow her to move in.
A heavy vetting process, I take it.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be like a Section 8 deal.
And I think that part of that is because of what you said. So that they're not just allowing motherfuckers to go in there and play single.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of motherfuckers out here paying $8 rent and got the nigga staying there.
They up in that motherfucker. He dipped when it's time for inspection.
That's when he roll out. I've known a person or two that has done that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's why the black family is broken, if you want to be completely honest.
Yes. Section 8 fucked up the black household. Welfare, Section all that 8. Shit.
Yep, all that
shit. You can stay in this apartment, but the man can't stay here with you.
Hey, man. We're going to fuck around and have one of those episodes, man. It's not like History Month yet.
Look, how I got a newborn, you think ain't no nigga around. What the fuck?
Come on, man. Say that.
My baby like 3 weeks old. What the fuck you mean? Somebody been in this pussy? Fuck out of here. Like, this don't make sense.
And we say that for Black History Month, man.
Black
History Month, man. Give him a shout out so we can roll up out of here, dog.
Man, shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to B-Eazy, Dub, Blue, Saul Wright. Everybody on staff, everybody fuck with us. Shout out to Ruler myself. I know who you are now, so shout out to Ruler myself, Shorty, all the Twitter gang, all the Gram gang, man. You know, and again, man, independent artists, man, fuck with us, man. We'll feature you on the Hit of Hell Nah. You know, like, we're gonna get back into that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's about it, man.
Hey, that's it, man. You know, I ain't giving no shout outs because fuck it. Y'all fuck with us, we fuck with you. That's what we do. Make sure that you decide to give us a call, leave us a message, give us a drop. We can use some more drops. You hear Killer Mike every week right now because we need more drops from y'all.
Yeah.
And until I get some more drops from y'all, Killer Mike is killing the game right now. So that's how we open up the show. Yeah. You can call us at 347-201-2572. Let me say it again slow for you motherfuckers. 347. Should I put on the white radio voice? 347-201-2572. Make sure you call in, man. Leave us a message. Give us a drop. Let us know what you want to hear us talk about on the show. Short T, for the 90th time this episode, said he wanted to hear us talk about Empire. We talked about it. It's that fucking easy.
It's that easy.
So you let us know what you want to hear. You let us know what you want to hear us rant on. Give us some Keeping 100 topics. Y'all used to send in emails for the real nigga quotes.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Send
us a message, man. Let us know. We would love to talk about your raggedy ass lives and give you some advice on if you should smash that girl that you work with or go to school with or not.
Unbiased advice.
Because we don't know or like you.
You know, somebody that doesn't care whether, you know, just you know, just gonna give it to you straight, no chase.
We don't like y'all and we don't know you, so of exactly. course we're gonna give you the truth.
We don't lie to you.
Yeah, the people that know you lie to you all the yes. time.
Cause they care about you.
Yeah, we don't care about
you. Lie to you.
You're not paying us. If you would like to send us a Keep 100 and send us a check, the advice would be skewed. We will give you exactly what you want to hear. Matter of fact, if you send us a check, you can send us the Keep 100 question and the answer. And we will just read that shit verbatim with the check. That's just what we do, man. This is DappyAfro.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that shit.
So like, speaking of the Snapchat.
I think he was going to say that.
Yeah, okay. Never mind.
I saw it too. I said, what's this?
But anyway. I was like, who? Cause we was trying to figure out who ran the Snapchat.
It's not me.
Cause we was just like, it's in an email to the thing said the password changed. B, he thought it was me. I said, I ain't got no Snapchat. And then you know, I made one the other day, but it was just like Nappy Afro. Somebody already got one. And to, you know, that's why I was like, who using it? Like, so we thought it was you.
No, it's not me. I saw the email. That's why I mentioned it. But it's not me either. So I don't know.
I don't know who it is.
There we go. Maybe Verbose is back. I don't know what else.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be Verbose, man. So if you send it, hey, let that be known right now. If you are sending your lady parts in the Snapchat and sharing a video, that's not any of us.
It's Nappy Afro ain't us. Napfro gang. Now, that's a different story.
Nappy Afro, hey. You sending your titties out to somebody else. Somebody else is looking at your areolas.
Yes.
And it's not true, so... Good luck with that. If they promise you record deals and shit like that, it's not us.
Yep, it's not us. Sorry.
No. You're not going to be a certified banger for that crotch shot you sent last week. Sorry, lady. That wasn't us. But anyway, man, nappyafro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting in with King Germ. We will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. Episode 144 is a wrap. We'll holler at you on 145. Peace.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.